are you today? It's time again for Moments of Melody. A young man once went to see a man of God to confess a fault. He said, "I'm loving my wife too much. In fact, I've put her on too high a plane, and I fear it is sin." The man of God asked him, "Well, do you think you love your wife more than Christ loved the church?" The young man did not dare to say that he did that, to which the pastor replied, "Well, that is the limit, for we read, 'Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it.'" No, every generous act of love expressed toward your life partner is proper and spiritual. There certainly would be fewer divorces if husbands tried as hard to keep their wives as they did to get them. Ephesians, and we're concluding chapter 5. And you husbands, show the same kind of love to your wives as Christ showed to the church when he died for her, to make her holy and clean, washed by baptism and God's word, so that he could give her to himself as a glorious church without a single spot or wrinkle or any other blemish, being holy and without a single fault. That is how husbands should treat their wives, loving them as parts of themselves. For since a man and his wife are now one, a man is really doing himself a favor and loving himself when he loves his wife. No one hates his own body, but lovingly cares for it, just as Christ cares for his body, the church, of which we are parts. That the husband and wife are one body is proved by the scripture which says, "A man must leave his father and mother when he marries, so that they can be perfectly joined, so that he can be perfectly joined to his wife, and the two shall be one." I know this is hard to understand, but it's an illustration of the way that we are parts of the body of Christ. So again I say, a man must love his wife as a part of himself, and the wife must see to it that she deeply respects her husband, obeying, praising, and honoring him. Husbands, love your wives. That's God's word to husbands today. Someone has said, a man should keep his eyes wide open before marriage and half closed afterwards. Then there's another saying, a husband who forgets to show love to his wife because he's busy as a bee may one day find his honey gone.